The Intimate Transgressions exhibition in the 798 Art District showcases the artworks of 35 artists from different countries. Curator of the exhibition, Irish artist Fionn Gunn, is a victim of sexual violence herself. She points out the importance of this show.
What we didn't want to do was to make images that were so horrible that people would be afraid and not want to look. It's important that people look and understand the complexity. It is about destruction, but it's also about the loss of the beautiful things, that feeling of safety, of security, that feeling of warmth between men and women. It's important to let people know that when these things occur in times of war, everybody loses. Nobody wins, everybody loses. In this case,
one of the darkest sexual war crimes committed during the Second World War was the sexual slavery organized by the Japanese Imperial Army. It's reported to have victimized countless Asian women and girls. Post-80 Japanese artist Atsuko Nakamura says it is important for the younger generation to know exactly what happened back then.
For this exhibition, I did a lot of research about including the Japanese comfort women during the World War II, what the Japanese army did to the women, not only China, but also Korea and other countries. It's quite tough, actually, to find the information. I did a lot of researches in Japan, but it's a history. Everyone cannot change anymore. But the important thing is we need to know what happened at the time. And as a Japanese, I think I'm really have a responsibility to know what happened at the time.
Nakamura, with her work Border of Consciousness and Unconscious, conjures up an intense feeling of menace and encroaching threat in her chilling series of drawings. British artist Michael Lyle Taylor was a serviceman in the Air Force for 12 years. With his work Bellum and Crossing the Line, he is trying to evoke the sad remnants of tragedy on a vast scale.
I think the most important thing is just to not underestimate the consequences of your actions and to question the morality of certain actions.
Exhibition organizer Sam Chan says it is critical for young people to never forget that part of history.
Most of the people thinking the comfort women or World War II is beyond them, so they don't really think they can relate it to it. So most of the time they are not interested in it. But use the art form, make them come in and like enjoy the art so they can also get some knowledge. So it's a really, really good way of reaching the young people.
The Intimate Transgressions was exhibited in New York earlier this year. The exhibition will last until November 1st, before heading to Guangzhou and several other Chinese cities.